welcome to the second half of Earth First Radio. I'm still Uncle Dennis, and there's more important information coming up, so please keep that pencil and recycled paper handy, and we're going to get right on into more news tonight. I'm going to skip the commentary. There is so much news that I'm not even sure we're going to make it through all the activist news tonight. It's just coming in thick and heavy. I guess folks are trying to make up for lost time this summer, but let's move to British Columbia. I have a little note here that came in. Right now, as we sleep peacefully on our beds, there stands a beautiful 50-foot tripod in the middle of the Alajo Mainline logging road, blocking all access to both the upper Alajo Valley and Sims Creek, where Interfor continues to devastate creature habitat on the lives of millions of our own future generations. We plead for our friends and supporters to stand at the police lines as they are set and support one another in the prevention of police intimidation from witnessing the brutal abuses of peaceful demonstrators who put themselves on the line in defense of our planet and all of life. Please show yourself and your support at mile 39 on the Alajo Mainline Road in the lower Alajo Valley. It is extremely easy to get to the site of the tripod a mere 45 minutes from Squamish, British Columbia. If you need a ride, call the ride line, and that's 604-255-4145. I'll repeat that again at the end of the story. If you can provide rides, please call the same number and leave your name and number with how many you can take in your vehicle. It's extremely important that our presence is with the sitter and the tripod, as well as those on the ground, as the police and Interfor well know. For working together in intimidation and extreme violence, we have every legal right to be at the lines witnessing the behaviors as they deal with the tripod situation. They cannot tell us that we may not stay to witness their conduct, as they are publicly accountable for their conduct in their so-called police policies. Please distribute this message as widely as you can so that others may know what is happening right now and can decide for yourselves what kind of support you have to offer. Please call the office if you have any questions. Call the police if you want to tell them they are not going to get away with their protection of corporate profits any longer. The Alajo belongs to the creatures who live in the valley and the children of the future. No one has any right to devastate that land to better themselves and neglect the habitats and communities most affected by their actions of destruction. No one. It is very late or very early, whichever way you want to look at it. We hope to receive your wholehearted support and thank you. Love and solidarity, Shirai. Friends of the Alajo can be found at www.tao, that's tao.ca/tilde. Alajo, E-L-A-H-O. And, of course, you can always go to www.monkeywrenchcafe/Alajo Earth First, and that's the Alajo Earth First site. If you want to give them a call, if you have rides, ride sharing, can offer a ride, 604-255-4145. Once again, that's 604-255-4145. And like they say, it's about 45 minutes east of Squamish, British Columbia. That's just north of Vancouver. And here's an update from 5:30 p.m. that same day. Squamish RCMP, that's Royal Canadian Mounted Police, have made 17 arrests of people in the area of the tripod. The first arrests were the media liaison using a satellite phone to answer media questions for information. Staff Sergeant Cliff Doherty informed people they were being arrested for aiding and abetting Captain Jaybird. I guess Captain Jaybird is up in the tree, up in the tripod. Next, all persons with video or other camera arrested, and finally, all witnesses were arrested and taken away. Clearing the area of all witnesses is a strategy used previously by the RCMP before taking unlawful and dangerous actions against people in trees or tripods. On June 5th this year, they brought in a front-end loader for a tree sitter down from a tripod. On July 28th, Inspector Bud Mercer of the Surrey RCMP cut rope supporting a platform hanging over Lava Creek Canyon, sending the occupant tumbling off the edge, hanging on for life as the platform fell and came to rest on a lower branch. Police have also used verbal intimidation once removing any witnesses. So things are still going on up in British Columbia. And from the North American Animal Liberation Front Press Office, immediate release August 29th, Animal Liberation Front liberated a total of 179 animals from Genesis Laboratories, not the 116 as previously reported. The ALF rescued 168 bobwhites, a small quail-like bird, and 11 ducks. They were all released back into the Colorado wilderness from whence they were live trapped. The animals were either destined for use in toxicological experiments or were already involved in them. Toxicological testing is an abhorrent use of animal lives and involves pain and suffering. Toxicology testing is nothing short of out-and-out torture, says ALF spokesperson David Barbaresh. Let's move into the actual communique from ALF. Under the cover of a new moon, members of the underground Animal Liberation Front raided a toxicology laboratory in Wellington, Colorado. That's in northeastern Colorado. Rescued over 179 animals from painful toxicology testing. Communique from the Animal Liberty Front was received by ALF Press Office claiming responsibility for the early morning raid on August 28th at Genesis Laboratories. ALF say they liberated 168 bobwhites and 11 ducks, all of which were live trapped from the wild and forced into cages and tortured. These birds and many other animals left behind were just the painful torture of toxicology testing. The ALF states in their communique, Genesis Laboratories performs wasteful, redundant, and cruel toxicology experiments on hundreds of wild animals annually. Under the guise of science, vivisectors at Genesis live trap animals in the Colorado wilderness, confine them to inhumanely small cages, such as we found inside the lab, and poison or otherwise torture these innocent creatures to death. 179 animals are now out of this torture chamber. Communique also details how activists were intending to free all the animals, including more birds, prairie dogs, squirrels, ferrets, and rodents, but were forced to abandon the raid after inadvertently tripping an alarm. There's no doubt in my mind they would have rescued every last animal, says Barbaresh. These brave people are also very professional and have repeatedly shown their capabilities. This raid comes on a one-year anniversary of the ALF liberation of Annie, a macaw primate who spent all of her 27 years as a Long Island, New York pet store mascot in a tiny cage. The last time the ALF liberated animals from the horrors of vivisection was on January 5th, 2000, where 23 rabbits were rescued from Washington State animal breeders R&R Rabbitry. So ALF on the move again. And in Iran, the Iranian government has plans to renew construction of the Tehran-Shomal highway. That's in northern Iran. The proposed 123-kilometer, 26-meter-wide highway will pass through the mountain forests of Alborz and Marzandaran to join on with the northern cities of Chalus, Nashar, and Klardasht. If built, the highway project will have severe environmental consequences, passing through sensitive ecosystems. Its construction will require the destruction of forests, agricultural fields, and gardens, and increase the erosion of mountainsides and increase runoff. It will endanger a protected area of 400,000 acres of the biological diverse Alborz Mountains. The Green Party of Iran is very concerned. They're asking for your help. Please send telegrams, faxes, express mail, airmail, letters urging that the planned construction be halted and that an independent environmental assessment be performed, and basically asking them to change their construction plans and use existing highways, repair existing highways, I guess is what they're asking for. Please send your appeals to His Excellency Dr. Masumeh Ebtekar, that's Ebtekar, Vice President of the Islamic Republic of Iran and Head of the Department of the Environment. His address, P.O. Box 5181, number 187, Ostad Nejatollahi Avenue. I'll spell that. Ostad Nejatollahi Avenue in Tehran, 15875, Islamic Republic of Iran. Once again, His Excellency Dr. Masumeh Ebtekar, Vice President of the Islamic Republic of Iran and Head of the Department of the Environment, P.O. Box 5181, number 187, Ostad Nejatollahi Avenue, Tehran, 15875, Islamic Republic of Iran. And you can visit the Green Party of Iran, their website, www.iran-e-sabz.org. And once again, that's www.iran-e-sabz.org. And then it says /eindex.html, but I'm sure you can find that if you go to the website. Let's see if we can stop that. In Oregon, the Upper Eagle Timber Sale is a recently proposed sale by the Bureau of Logging and Mining and is directly adjacent to the infamous Eagle Sales. It is so close to Unit 2 that you can see the tree sit and the road 4615 clearly from the sale area. Upper Eagle is very early in the planning process right now, so it is a good time to get your letter strenuously objecting to any logging in this area. They are only in the scoping process, which means an environmental assessment is not even ready to go yet. They have said they have an environmental assessment out by the beginning of the year. The South Fork of Eagle Creek flows right through the timber sale, as does a major tributary of the main stem of Eagle Creek. It looks like much of the fires that hit the Eagle sale area also hit here, too, so most of the trees are around 120 years old. But there are some remnant oldies. The Bureau of Logging and Mining has proposed a plan to cut 100 acres using regeneration harvest, read clear cut. All of the private land surrounding the sale area has been cut within the last 20 years or so, and much of it is recent clear cut. Plus, much of the BLM land within the section has been clear-cut in the last 10 years or so. If you were to fly over the section, it would be very easy to spot the proposed units because they're the only older trees left standing. The past logging along the South Fork and other tributaries has left little as a one-tree buffer. Also, the BLM has just completed the huge Delph Creek Thin in Section 35, affecting another major tributary to Eagle Creek. The BLM has started red tree vole surveys. They have only surveyed one unit so far, in which they climbed 17 trees, found 11 nests, and half of those were active. Points to make in your letter. Stop the Upper Eagle Sale now. The Forest Service is already planning to log almost three times what the Eagle Creek watershed analysis suggests should be logged in that watershed each decade. As the only remaining virgin forest at that elevation, it is even more imperative that these forests not be ravaged anymore. Drinking water and many of the other same arguments used against the Eagle Sale pertain to the Upper Eagle Creek Sale. Who to contact? Denise Williamson, that's D-E-N-I-S, Williamson, BLM Salem District Manager, BLM Salem District Office, 1717 Fabry Road, that's F-A-B-R-Y Road, Southeast Salem, Oregon, 97306. Once again, that address for your letters about the Upper Eagle Timber Sale, Denise Williamson, BLM Salem District Manager, BLM Salem District Office, 1717 Fabry Road, Southeast Salem, Oregon, 97306. And if you want to give her a call, 503-375-5646. That number again, 503-375-5646. Friends in the Matole, last week we wrote about how Pacific Lumber planned to clear-cut old-growth forest that was one of the prime northern goshawk nesting and rearing areas. The Department of Fish and Game found that PLO surveys for these birds were woefully inadequate and demanded new surveys before allowing logging to begin on any of the North Fork of the Matole River timber harvest plans, five of which were slated for CDF approval as early as today. Preliminary review of the surveys by the Department of Fish and Game indicates that the latest round of surveys were also poorly done and therefore not conclusive as to the presence of the birds. The California Department of Fish and Game is under intense pressure to step out of the way and let Pacific Lumber clear-cut these forest lands. I read about that last week. We need people from throughout the state to write to Donald Koch, that's K-O-C-H, immediately. The decision to defend their right to offer biological opinions on Pacific Lumber land will be made in the next few days. Write to Donald Koch, K-O-C-H, Regional Manager, Northern California, North Coast Region, Department of Fish and Game, 601 Locust Street, Redding, California, 95401. Again, that's Donald Koch, K-O-C-H, Regional Manager, Northern California, North Coast Region, California Department of Fish and Game, 601 Locust Street, Redding, California, 95401. Here's some talking points. You support and expect the department to uphold the law and protect the northern goshawks on the North Fork of the Matole River. You support the department's right to enter into Pacific Lumber lands guaranteed under the Headwaters deal to stop harvest, which may be fatal to animals under state protection, like the northern goshawk, and that if the department has not received adequate goshawk surveys, the department must demand that new surveys be completed next spring, which is the earliest possible time to survey for goshawks, and supervise those surveys with Department of Fish and Game personnel. If you want more information, go to North Coast Earth First web address, www.humboldt1.com/NCEF. Once again, www.humboldt1.com, that's the number one, /NCEF. Tilde is that little squiggly line in the upper left-hand side of most keyboards. If you want to give the Bay Area Coalition for Headwaters a call, their number is 510-835-6303. That's 510-835-6303. And moving to New Jersey, for the past 30 years, black bear hunting has been banned in New Jersey. However, on June 22nd, the New Jersey Fish and Game Council finalized a proposal to allow the hunting of black bears in New Jersey, citing an increased number of human-bear conflicts, despite the availability of effective and humane bear management programs. Beginning in September, the agency wants to allow trophy hunters to kill 350 bears each year, nearly three-quarters of the entire bear population in New Jersey. In response to this proposal, State Assembly Member Christopher Bateman and State Senator Louis Bassano introduced the Black Bear Protection Bill. The Black Bear Protection Bill had wide public support and passed the Senate by a vote of 31-7, yet John Gibson, a Republican from Cape May, chair of the powerful Assembly Agricultural and Natural Resources Committee, has decided not to allow a vote or hold public hearings on the legislation to air bear hunts in New Jersey on the grounds the bill lacks legislative support. Call the governor, Christy Whitman, in New Jersey and ask her to postpone the bear hunt until the New Jersey legislature reconvenes in September and has time to vote on the Black Bear Protection Bill. Here's where to write. The Honorable Christine Whitman of New Jersey, P.O. Box 001, Trenton, New Jersey, 08625. That's the Honorable Christine Whitman, Governor of New Jersey, P.O. Box 001, Trenton, New Jersey, 08625. Or you can give her office a call, 609-292-6000. That's 609-292-6000. And, of course, you can always send email to www.state.nj.us/governor/contact.htm. That's www.state.nj.us/governor/contact.htm. Fill out the little email there. Moving to Colorado, a few weeks ago we reported the Colorado Springs Airport had begun trapping and killing coyotes in order to prevent the animals from wandering onto busy airfields. Thanks to your letters, pressures from citizens groups, and the threat of a federal lawsuit, the Colorado Springs Airport has agreed to halt the coyote trapping program for a period of 30 days. During the moratorium, representatives from a coalition of citizens group will meet with the airport officials to discuss non-lethal methods for keeping coyotes away from airport property. Please send letters and email messages in support of the coyotes of Colorado Springs and thanking them, the airport folks, for assisting in a moratorium on coyote trapping program and urging them to permanently end the trapping program by working with coyote advocacy groups and experts to form an effective humane coyote control program for the airport. Write to Director Gary Green, Colorado Springs Airport, 7770 Drennan Road, D-R-E-N-N-A-N, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80916. Once again, that's Gary Green, Director, Colorado Springs Airport, 7770 Drennan Road, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80916. Of course, you can always give him a call, 719-550-1910. That's 719-550-1910. And until now, the Virginia Marine Science Museum has been known as a museum that focuses largely on conservation and education. Located only several miles from the Virginia Beach coast, the museum has taken non-invasive, genuinely educational approaches to its relationship with marine mammals, such as offering excursions to see dolphins where they live in their ocean homes. But now the museum is taking a giant step backwards with plans to add a dolphin tank and hold at least 6 dolphins and several seals captive. You can help. Please write to the Virginia Marine Science Museum's executive director and let him know how you feel about imprisoning marine mammals. Urge him to maintain his museum's integrity as a conservation, education, and rehabilitation facility by opting not to add a captive marine mammal display. Here's how you write. Mr. Mac Rawls, R-A-W-L-S, Executive Director, Virginia Marine Science Museum, 717 General Booth Boulevard, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23451. Once again, that address, Mr. Mac Rawls, Executive Director, Virginia Marine Science Museum, 717 General Booth Boulevard, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23451. Or you can visit their webpage at www.vmsm.com/contact.html. Once again, www.vmsm.com/contact.html. And coming up is the opening of the American Discovery Trail, the United States' first coast-to-coast non-motorized trail. That celebration will be at Crissy Field in San Francisco's Presidio on September 2nd. That's coming Saturday. The 6-hour event will begin at 11 a.m. with an opening ceremony at 1. The event will include booths with trail information, appearances by people who have navigated all or part of the trail, and the latest outdoor gear. The 6,356-mile trail runs from Cape Henlopen State Park in Delaware to Limantour Beach in Point Reyes National Seashore, about 45 miles north of San Francisco. In the Midwest, the trail splits into two branches, a northern route through Indiana, Illinois, Iowa, and Nebraska, and a southern route through Indiana, Illinois, Missouri, and Kansas. Along its route, the trail passes through hundreds of small towns and urban centers like Kansas City, Denver, and Cincinnati. Those don't sound like small towns. I guess those are the urban centers, and it leads to 14 national parks, 16 national forests, 10,000 sites of historic, cultural, and natural significance. Let's see. Once again, that's this Saturday, September 2nd at 11 a.m. at Crissy Field in the Presidio in San Francisco, California, the opening of the American Discovery Trail. And I think we have time for one more story here. The Forest Service has admitted that the Snog timber sale will log inside wetland protection buffers as well as log the biggest old-growth trees that the Northwest Forest Plan requires be protected. Huffman Wright has started logging units 11 and 12 of the Snog timber sale in spite of their request to the Forest Service to cancel the entire sale due to low market values. When the Forest Service refused, tree protectors moved into a tree sit of Unit 2 of Snog. But apparently the Forest Service has admitted that the boundary of Unit 2 was immediately adjacent to a large wetland, allowing logging completely within the 180-foot wetland protection buffer of the area. If you want more information, contact Francis Etherington. He's a forest monitor for Umpqua Watersheds. His number, 541-673-7649. That's 541-673-7649. You can visit the webpage, www.umqua, that's umpqua-watersheds.org/UNF/snog, snog.html. Once again, that's www.umqua-watersheds.org/UNF/snog. .html. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have for news on this segment of Earth First Radio. We'll have more later. I didn't quite get through it all, so there'll be plenty more next week. If you want to get news or announcements from your bioregion to Earth First Radio, send us email at cruzief@cruzio.com. That's spelled cruzief@cruzio.com. Or send your letters to Earth First Radio. We're at P.O. Box 344, Santa Cruz, California, 95061. Once again, that address is Earth First Radio, P.O. Box 344, Santa Cruz, California, 95061. And please be sure to send those announcements at least 3 weeks in advance. If you want more in-depth news and information about the Earth First movement, please subscribe to the Earth First Journal. Their address is P.O. Box 1415, Eugene, Oregon, 97440. That's the Earth First Journal, P.O. Box 1415, Eugene, Oregon, 97440. And your first issue is free. You can listen to Earth First Radio live on your computer every Thursday night at 8 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time. Unfortunately, that website is not broadcasting over the Internet right now, so I'm not going to even tell you to go there. But you can always find Earth First Radio archive shows on the World Wide Web at www.radioforall.net. That's www.radio4all.net. And the software you need to play the MP files is available free on the website. Earth First Radio is carried on a growing number of free speech and non-commercial radio stations. Please ask your local station to rebroadcast Earth First Radio. Earth First Radio is produced in the studios of Radio Santa Cruz. Our theme music was written and performed by Daryl Cherney off the CD Keep It Wild. I'm Uncle Dennis. I want to thank you for listening to Earth First Radio. And now we're going to listen to some music from a group called Mariposa off their CD First Light of Dawn. This selection is called Great Blue Heron.
I was walking along the river, out of a tree flew a great blue heron. He was looking at me. Flew on up the river, wings open wide. Great blue heron, where are you gonna hide? Great blue heron, on up the river with wings tried and true. Great blue heron, where do watched you at the river bend. You settled down again when you knew I was your friend. Great blue heron, there's no need to hide. We can share this river side by side.